We're going to read from the 22nd verse of Acts 17. Paul then stood up in the meeting of the Areopagus and said, "Men of Athens, I see that in every way you're very religious. For as I walked around and looked carefully at your objects of worship, I even found an altar with this inscription, 'To an unknown God.' Now what you worship as something unknown, I'm going to proclaim to you. The God who made the world and everything in it is the Lord of heaven and earth and does not live in temples built by hands. And he's not served by human hands, as if he needed anything, because he himself gives all men life and breath and everything else. From one man he made every nation of men, that they should inhabit the whole earth. And he determined the times set for them, and the exact places where they should live. God did this so that men would seek him and perhaps reach out for him and find him, though he's not far from each one of us. For in him we live and move and have our being. As some of your own poets have said, we are his offspring. Therefore, since we are God's offspring, we should not think that the divine being is like gold or silver or stone, an image made by man's design and skill. In the past, God overlooked such ignorance, but now he commands all people everywhere to repent. For he has set a day when he will judge the world with justice by the man he has appointed. He has given proof of this to all men by raising him from the dead. When they heard about the resurrection of the dead, some of them sneered, but others said, 'We want to hear you again on this subject.' At that, Paul left the council." At the turn of the century, the famous Methodist preacher Sangster said, "Preaching is in the shadows. The world does not believe in it." We would have to say, preaching is in the shadows. The church does not believe in it. And one of the reasons that there is such a distaste for preaching is because there is so much dreadful preaching. The great need of the hour is for those who have had God's hand laid upon them to respond to the opportunities of the moment in a way that gives their best to the task, so that what you have is a divine encounter, an invasion of the supernatural, a waft of the supernatural taking place, whereby in this monologue there is actually a divine dialogue. And it is not the dialogue of a man with men and women, but it is the dialogue of the living God with the souls of men and women, who, quickly forgetting the one who is responsible for the monologue, find themselves saying, "These are strange ideas, and these ideas seem to be impinging upon me in a way that I cannot fully explain." Paul does all of that and more in his preaching. "You've been very investigative," he says. "I applaud you for that. You're asking good questions. You're thinking down the right lines." What his listeners have been unable to discover by investigation, he says, this information is now disclosed by revelation.